scenario to be implemented. Russia vows to respond to U.S. attacks against Syria. The Aegis Alliance. Following the teamed-up forces of United States, United Kingdom, and French jet fighters and naval forces launched strikes, which, as Mattis says, used a little over double the number of weapons this year than we used last year, and amid the reports that are unconfirmed, the Air Force in Syria managed to strike down one or possibly more Tomahawk missiles. Everyone is asking the question about whether Russia has made a response, and if so, how did they respond? The answer to that, at least for now, is that Russia hasn't activated a response, although that could quickly change. Here is a statement made by Russia's ambassador, Anatoly Antonov, directed at the U.S., he posted on Facebook. The worst apprehensions have come true. Our warnings have been left unheard. A pre-designed scenario is being implemented. Again, we are being threatened. We warned that such actions will not be left without consequences. All responsibility for them rests with Washington, London, and Paris. Insulting the president of Russia is unacceptable and inadmissible. The U.S., the possessor of the biggest arsenal of chemical weapons, has no moral right to blame other countries. Despite warnings made repeatedly by Russia, President Trump ordered U.S. forces, along with French and British allies, to attack military targets in Syria on the evening of Friday the 13th. During a press conference held late in the day on Friday, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, it became known that the Russian military operations in Syrian territory wasn't alerted about the U.S. targets in advance, said reporters after the attacks. The United States identified specific targets to mitigate risks of Russian forces being involved, Dunford stated. We used the normal de-confliction channel to de-conflict airspace. We did not coordinate targets. While Trump says the reason for the U.S. strikes is to establish a strong deterrent against the production, spread, and use of chemical weapons, Antonov gave a reminder that the U.S., the possessor of the biggest arsenal of chemical weapons, has no moral right to blame other countries. This combined decision made by the United States and its allies to attack Syria came after Major General Igor Konashenkov, Russian Defense Ministry spokesperson, had presented evidence with claims this past Saturday's alleged chemical attack in Doma had been orchestrated. These strikes also came just hours before experts with the United Nations Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, OPCW, were scheduled to visit Doma on Saturday in order to determine whether chemical weapons were indeed used there. That particular visit is now uncertain. Kyle James Lee, the Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 international license.